yakitori, tempura, daily specials, the perfect place for a business lunch or a fun dinner just minutes from downtown.
Spicy tuna and avocado roll, yeah!
Osaka Sushi. Drop by today. The food is good. The parking is free. 1951 Oak Bay Avenue, one block shy of Fowl Bay Road.
It's 10:30. This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. The news begins right now.
Well, we're looking at a clearing trend today. We may still get another shower before the day is out. Downtown, 14 degrees. Good morning. Frank Stanford in the CFAX 1070 newsroom. Now, there is a moral to the story. According to one Langford councillor, after a Goldstream area pub stirred up controversy with a plan to introduce strippers.
And the big lesson here, perhaps, too, for the owner, is that it's so important to consult with the neighborhood when you're going to bring about a change, when you're going to introduce something new. In this case, the owner may not have had to go through all this if he'd asked first. And that's just a suggestion. It's always a good idea to consult with people and find out, what do you think? How will this go down?
Lillian Spock says there is relief in the neighborhood around Ma Miller's pub now that a plan to feature exotic dancers has been sunk. Turns out the owner of the establishment was never in favor of the idea. The bar manager responsible has had his contract canceled. Alberta's premier says the province is looking at ways to boost the use of natural gas, including using it as a transportation fuel. Alison Redford concedes there are barriers, including the great expense of building refueling infrastructure and the high upfront cost of vehicles that can run on natural gas, but she says it's worth having a conversation. Natural gas has been selling at dismal prices for a long time. Redford calls that situation the new normal. She says natural gas made up about 60% of all of Alberta's provincial resource revenues in 2005. That figure has since declined to about 10%. Premier was speaking to a conference in Calgary on developing unconventional gas. CFAX 1070 weather, mix of sunshine and cloud today, high of 18 degrees, partly cloudy tonight, low of 10. Tomorrow will dawn with some cloud around, but it will clear out, and we should reach 20 degrees. Thursday, mix of sunshine and cloud with a chance of showers. Friday, cloudy with a likelihood of showers, and temperatures only in the mid-teens. Downtown right now, it is 15 degrees. This weather for Train West Management.
Train West Management and Consulting, the official sales training firm of the Vancouver Canucks. Call us at 250-382-1272 or log on to our website at trainwest.ca.
A few minutes ago, we called the number listed for the Time residents on Admiral's Road, trying to give away the Newsmaker of the Hour jackpot. No correct answer, no winner this time. The pot rises to $126 from leftcoasttex.com for small business IT support. Frank Stanford reporting. If it's happening, it's here on Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 26 and a half before 11.
Now, Straight Talk, Murray Langdon. On CFAX 1070.
Stephen Andrew in for Murray from CTV News. We're going to switch now. We've been talking this morning about healthcare. Now let's deal with the fertility issues. There is a new website out there. It's called MyFertilityChoices.com, and it provides some rather interesting information on reproductive techniques and issues. Judith Danilek is a PhD professor of counseling psychology at the University of British Columbia, and she's now joining us on the phone. Good morning, Judith.
Good morning.
More women, I've done several of these stories, are having babies later in life. I mean, it seems to be that they get in, they get their career set up, and then they decide that they're going to have children. But of course, the later you leave it, is a very famous graph that I've used in at least my television reports that shows the chances of getting pregnant and the success of that, of course, decrease as a woman ages.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that that's one of the things that we like to believe that we can push the envelope as far as we want. But the reality is fertility declines with age. And that's the case for women and for men.
Really? And is on the same scale?
In different ways. The biological clock, the urgency of the biological clock is a little more for women than it is for men because women's eggs are as old as we are, whereas men produce sperm on a regular basis. But that production in terms of quality, motility, it decreases with age as well. Mm-hmm. It just takes a little longer for men than for women.
And getting that information, I mean, you know, I've just put out there, obviously, and if there's somebody that's listening today to the program and you know, getting up, 35 and over, thinking, well, now's the time, I've been thinking of doing this. The information has not been as readily available.
No, and in fact, a study that I did just recently showed that a lot of men and women don't have the information that they need to be able to say, okay, I'm 35, I'm not ready to have kids, but I know I want to have kids. How do I test my fertility? Is there a way to preserve my fertility? What are my options? The same for men. What are my options? I'm not with a partner yet, but I think I want to have kids. So this site is all about reinforcing choices, giving people the information they need so they can make the decisions now that will allow them the choices that they are hoping for in the future.
Were you surprised by the lack of information that was out there?
Oh, yes and no. I've worked in this area for a very long time, and I think we focus a lot on teenagers and young adults in terms of reproductive health, but that's all about how not to get pregnant or how to deal with sexually transmitted diseases. We talk about menopause, but there's a huge gap in the middle, and there's an assumption that we're just going to know this information, but where do we get it? Where do we get it? And that's why this site is different. It's about, here's the information. We're not trying to scare you into having kids. We just want you to know what the facts are and make your own choices.
Mm-hmm. Give us some information on the rates, the success rate of having a kid for a woman that, you know, starts to, what is the age that really you have seen where that curve really starts to trend downwards?
Well, I think most research would suggest that by the time women hit about 35, that their fertility starts to decline rather dramatically. And from 42 on, the rates of pregnancy are significantly reduced, and the rates of things like miscarriages are significantly increased. So once women hit 35, one of the things that fertility specialists would say is, if you're under 35, take a year and try and get pregnant, and if you're not pregnant in a year, then maybe seek some specialized care. But once you're 35, they say 6 months max, and then seek some care, because in fact a fertility specialist might be able to then intervene and while you still have some time. And it's not, again, some women get pregnant in their late 30s and some get pregnant easily, but the rates of fertility decline go up significantly at that stage. So it's just, you know, do what you need to do to open your options.
You talk about miscarriages. Obviously the body's way of saying, no, this is just not on. In some situations, how do you, what are the other concerns that you would put out there and your site discusses?
In terms of later childbearing?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to give you both sides of it. As far as women are concerned, we do know that certainly as you get into your 40s, there's higher complications. Certainly we have higher miscarriage rates, but there's higher rates of chromosomal abnormalities. During the actual pregnancy, there's higher rates of preeclampsia, gestational diabetes, premature births, those sorts of things. And it's just because our bodies are older and our eggs are older, and that's nature. But the same is true with men. As men age, older fathers have higher rates, with their children of older fathers have higher rates of autism, schizophrenia, learning disabilities, things that we never knew before, we're finding out now. So it actually is on both sides. It's find out what your options are while you still have options and do something about it, whether that's preserving your fertility, testing your fertility, so that you have choices when you're ready. And find out about the options that are available in terms of assisted reproductive technology, because people seem to believe that if they can't get pregnant, they'll just do IVF. But IVF cannot fully compensate for age-related fertility declines.
You just brought up some information there about men that I had no idea.
Most people don't. In fact, we surveyed about 600 men, and most men did not know that with age there's higher rates of a number of different issues in terms of their offspring.
When people come to you, what is their, and I'm assuming that, you know, as a professor of counseling and psychology, that there must be tremendous anxiety in this, going through this process, even if somebody does get pregnant or doesn't get pregnant. There must be maybe a feeling of isolation. I've known several women that really have had issues trying to get pregnant, and they feel it's them.
Oh, it's,
you know, and they carry that.
Oh, it's a very, very difficult experience. To want something so badly that so many other people seem to be able to have with relative ease, and that you grow up believing is something that's available to you, and then find out that for reasons that have nothing to do with you or who you are or what you've done or the choices you've made, you're facing the possibility of not being able to have your own children, your own biological children, is devastating for a lot of people. And it's interesting because when you start down that road, you don't think it's necessarily going to be devastating, but the whole process of dealing with it is very isolating. Everybody in the world seems to be pregnant when you are trying desperately to have kids and can't, which is why this site is so important, because I've spent years counseling people who've been dealing with infertility. And this is about prevention. This is about the opportunity to know before you hit that stage what your options are and what you can do about it while you still have viable fertility.
Would you recommend somebody going not into counseling, but getting sufficient counseling, sitting down with somebody, really talking about, because I think very often we just talk about the physical aspect of this and we don't talk about the mental health aspect that goes along with this.
Well, and I think that's one of the things that we really try to focus on in this particular website. You can get online and find out some basic information about fertility, but what we're trying to do here is say, how do you make decisions? How do you know whether you're ready? How do you negotiate with your partner? And if, in fact, the two of you or even you as an individual aren't sure about these issues, find out from your physician. See a counselor. Find out if you're ready. Find out what you need to do to ensure you have choices in the future. And it's that psychosocial piece that I think is really important.
We're talking with Judith Danilek. She is a professor of counseling psychology at the University of British Columbia. New website that Judith has put together, myfertilitychoices.com. If you have questions, concerns, or have a look at the website now that you would like to put forward to Judith this morning, as always, we invite you to join the conversation. 250-386-1161, star 1070 on the cell.
When news happens, Victoria turns to CFAX 1070.
BC's first family day will be February 11th, 2013.
Ryder Hesdal, the first Canadian to win Europe's second biggest cycling race.
I can't even describe it. I mean, it's just incredible.
Icon out of Anacortes, Washington, confirmed winner of the 2012 Swiss Shore Lightship Classic.
If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
The grand opening sale continues at the all-new Dodds Furniture and Mattress location in Nanaimo and here in Victoria.
Both stores are overflowing with incredible deals. Complete 8-piece bedroom suite with dresser, mirror, chest, 2 night tables, queen headboard, footboard and rails, Gordy approved at just $698. Recliner only $298.
With nothing down, no interest, and no payments for a full year, you'll save even more during the grand opening sale at Dodds Furniture and Mattress.
715 Finlayson across from Mayfield. And now in Nanaimo.
City cyclists, prepare to get rural. For 3 days in June, Salt Spring Island transforms into bicycle heaven on earth. You're invited to Velo Village, a project of Island Pathways that's been supporting safe, active transportation for almost 25 years. Enjoy guided rides, cycle-themed art, music, performances, family events, and connect with other cyclists. Velo Village on Salt Spring Island. Bicycle heaven on earth. June 21st through 23rd. Don't miss it. For info, go to velovillage.ca.
In April, the BC new housing rebate threshold increased to $850,000, making more than 90% of new built homes eligible for the HST rebate. This is Kevin Ramsey, realtor with Fair Realty and SweetHomeVictoria.com. While this is great news for buyers, it doesn't address the extra tax applied to realtor commissions. Let me sell your sweet home, and I'll pay the HST on the commission. 12% savings up front, more savings when you sell quickly or when I find the buyer. For more information, visit my office at 1564 Fort Street or contact me at yoursweethomevictoria.com.
Hey, Victoria, Brian Higgins here for Arona Bay West Express, centrally located 5 minutes from downtown. At Bay West Rona, we have designers and door specialists on staff for your convenience. Let us design and install your new kitchen, bathroom, or custom-sized door system. Or you can try our line of cash-and-carry kitchen cabinets and countertops. Come and see us, the right people, the right store, the right price. Rona Bay West Express, doing it right 7 days a week on Bay and Wilson in Vic West.
Join CFAX 1070 Saturday afternoons at 3 p.m. for Golf Talk Canada, a one-hour radio show discussing everything and anything from a Canadian perspective in the world of golf. From major tours around the world to local tours here in Canada, the latest equipment, travel destinations, instruction, as well as all the latest news stories and headlines are heard every week on Golf Talk. Golf Talk Canada, brought to you by Cedar Hill Golf Course.
Stephen Andrew from CTV News here on CFAX 1070. We continue our conversation now with Judith Daniel. She has a new website up that you can go to and get information on reproduction and fertility choices. It's in fact called MyFertilityChoices.com. She's a professor of counseling psychology at the University of British Columbia. You have talked about miscarriage and a couple of stories that that people that have, you know, in their 40s, early 40s, have shared with me. And you know, I mean, the case of miscarriages obviously does go up, that issue. And I know somebody that became pregnant and had to hear from her physician at the time that don't worry, or actually I wouldn't say don't worry. The message was, I'd be very surprised if you make it past the first trimester.
Mm.
To live through that time, I honestly do not know how someone could do that.
Oh, it's so difficult, and you're touching on a point that many women live that out in silence. It's interesting because it's not even just.
I know so in silence that she couldn't tell the father. Until past that time.
Absolutely. Well, anybody who's dealt with reproductive issues will frequently, couples and individuals on their own, will keep this to themselves often until they get past that first trimester. And interestingly enough, there's still the issue after that of having testing to find out whether, in fact, the babe is okay.
Down syndrome or anything like
that? You bet.
And the risks associated even with that test.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's a bit of a minefield as people go through it, and it's not something you tend to want to share with other people because you're living with the possibility that this pregnancy may not be viable. You're living with the possibility that this life growing inside you may not continue. And if you've already been dealing with fertility problems for several years, or if this is a child that you've desperately hoped for, it's quite devastating. It is like a death.
Mm. I was going to say, it must be like grieving.
It is indeed.
Grieving even when there is no death at that point, of course, but to wake up every morning and think, well, is this going to happen? And then, of course, I mean, your mind cannot, I think, help go to that inevitability that has been put on the table for you, which doesn't need to be inevitable. But you must think that and think, you know, how am I going to handle it? Am I strong enough to handle it? Can I continue with this?
Oh, absolutely. And yet, what are your options? Right. If you want to have children, and this is a pregnancy that you have put your heart and soul and time and energy and finances and everything else into, and it's about your life and what it means and what the future looks like, then, yeah, you do what you have to do, and that's just one piece of it.
When we are talking to young people, and you say we focused in that area on reproductive technology and sexually transmitted disease and so on, do you believe now, I mean, given this trend of having babies later in life, that we should make this issue part of that discussion?
Well, it's interesting you should ask that question, because in the study that we did leading up to this site, we asked people when they think we should be providing this kind of information. And men and women said probably in high school, maybe in our early 20s.
And then another question we asked is, when do you think you would be receptive to the information? When would you actually use it? And they said not until their mid-20s to late 20s. So you can provide the information. I think information on the fertility lifespan should be included in the sexuality curriculum in high schools. But at that point, most people are interested in how not to get pregnant, not how to get pregnant. So I think there is that period of time when it becomes relevant, when you actually start thinking about having kids. And so the question becomes, how do you then access that information? And that's why the site was created.
Mm-hmm. As we go forward, do you think we're in a better position than we were, say, 5 or 10 years ago now? I mean, that we you know, obviously your website provides more information, but I mean, as a society, are we moving forward and dealing with this issue more effectively?
Oh, that's a very difficult question. I think that the more information that people have and that we are able to put out in a preventative way, in an educational way, then yes, because it would be, it's unfortunate to believe or be lulled into believing that we have control over something as important as whether or not we have children, to believe that we can do that whenever we want, only to find out that that's not the case. And so, yes, I think we have more choices available to us now. Things like fertility preservation for women, that wasn't available even a few years ago. So the choices are there, the options are there. It really is about people having the information so that they can make informed choices while they still have a choice.
Do you think that, I mean, I know it's a bit of a political issue, but I mean, there are certain countries that really obviously provide major support for those decisions once someone has taken it. Yes, I want to have a child in fertility, and they provide the funding and, mm-hmm. and the you know, the counseling and support around that. Do you think we should? Would it help if we opened up the purse strings a little bit, or maybe opened up the options that are available?
It's interesting because this becomes a very heated political debate.
Yes,
but frankly, I think we provide support, financial support, for a lot of things like heart transplants and other types of surgery. I think that for many people, providing support for creation of life, yeah, that would be great, because right now what happens is those who can afford to use reproductive technologies like IVF are the ones who can use them. But what about all the people that can't spend $10,000? It becomes quite elitist, quite classist.
And therefore, we you know, obviously especially within those lower income groups, you know, I mean, it must be, we talked about the mental health aspect of it. It obviously places a burden on those individuals.
Oh, absolutely. There are people who have mortgaged their homes to do one or two or three rounds of IVF. If you have the resources, you can certainly access all levels of care. But for those who don't, you know, it's fundamentally wrong, as far as I'm concerned, that we don't provide assistance for those who would make fabulous parents but just don't have the economic resources and are faced with fertility challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Through no fault of their own.
How has your website been? I know it's new, but how has the attendance been on it? And are you getting feedback? Do you find it helping?
You know, we're relatively new. We launched kind of officially just a week or two ago.
Yes.
We're getting some nice traffic. We're getting some good traffic. We're getting really good feedback on the site. One of the things we wanted to do was make it very positive, affirming, supporting choice. And most people who've come to the site say it is. It's visually attractive. It's easy to navigate. It's incredibly informative. And it's not preachy.
What's your next project?
Well, we'll see after this one. This is really, at this point, we'll see how this one goes. We want to keep moving forward in terms of making sure people have options. And if this is effective, then we will branch that out into other aspects of reproductive health.
And for those listening today, and, you know, I'm not surprised that we haven't had tons of calls on this because, as you said, you know, I mean, people tend to be isolated and keep many things to themselves about this and not willing to share. What do you want to say to those people, those women, those men that are facing this?
Well, what I would like to say to those who aren't yet dealing with infertility is that this site will give them information that will make sure that they have the information they need to have some control over those choices. Those who are facing infertility, get some support, get some help, reach out to the people who you know are going to be there for you. Reach out to mental health professionals or counselors if necessary. You don't have to go through this alone.
And would you suggest counseling maybe in, you know, because I'm just, before you make that first, you know, Dr. Hudson's a big fertility expert here in Victoria,
yes.
and everybody I know who is having issues seems to go to Dr. Hudson in town. And I'm wondering, do you think at the same time that, or maybe even before they do that, they go for the counseling first? Do you think then that would prepare them for this journey, or do you think it's on an as-need basis?
Well, interestingly, you mentioned Dr. Hudson because he is one of the experts on our site. And is a wonderful source of information.
He's a great guy too, by the way, if anyone hasn't met him. He's a fantastic man.
He is a lovely, lovely man, and a great doctor. But you know, there is no recipe or formula. Some people need to get the information from their fertility specialist to know what it is they're facing before they decide whether they need some psychological support with it. Others need that support before they walk through the door. So it really depends on how long they've been dealing with the issue and how stressed they feel about those choices and about their situation.
Judith, thank you so much for time. I really do hope that your website provides more information for more people. I hope this has been a benefit to those listening today. And I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much, Stephen.
Thank you. Judith Danilak joining us on the telephone line. She is a professor of counseling psychology at the University of British Columbia. If you want to check out her website, you can go to myfertilitychoices.com. And, you know, let me know how you make out, because I had a look at the site. I think it's interesting. And as, you know, we've just seen on the program that information that I was not aware of all these years, and I think I'm a pretty well-informed individual when it comes to certain aspects of life, and of course, fertility choices has been one of those. But definitely, I think it's a great site. Still ahead on the program, we're going to talk about this need, this desperate need to get news quickly and immediately, and the changing face of news. What's that is doing to news organizations? What it's doing to you, people who seem to go to Twitter, to Facebook, and to various different areas. And I've even had people call in on this show, and they say, well, on the web, it says this, but the question is that information verifiable? Is it supported? And we're going to be talking with a big expert with Bell Media, Kevin Newman. You will know him as the host of CTV's Question Period, but he's also Bell Media's digital news evangelist is his title, and he is really driven to working within the digital news media and providing information, especially for us within the Bell Media, CTV News, and radio network. He's providing information to us in a digital platform on a weekly basis, and it's very interesting. And we'll talk to him and take your questions about what you think about the digital age of news coming up on the program. Frank Stanford has more on Quebec's corruption scandal. That's in the 11 o'clock news. I will be back after that.
CFAX 1070 puts Victoria first with complete coverage of local news, weather, and traffic when you need to know. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. From the CFAX 1070 Community Cruiser, here's what's happening.
Thursday, June 21st to Saturday, June 23rd, Velo Village is a project of Island Pathways supporting safe, active transportation for almost 25 years. For those 3 days, Salt Spring will be bicycle heaven on earth. Maps, directions, and island cycle routes are available online. Don't miss the 17th annual Fernfest Neighborhood Block Party. This free event features tons of musicians, performers, dancers, food, bikes, artist magic, and more. Join your friends and neighbors for some quality family fun at Fernwood Square. Ryder Hegdahl's Tour de Victoria is Sunday, June 24th. It's a mass participation cycling event catering to all fitness levels with three distances, 140K, 100K, and 50K. Volunteers are needed. Find out more, CFAX1070.com.
Watch for our Mini Cooper Clubman at local events. Sponsored by Mini Victoria and Windsor Plywood. From Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Burgers BC Lions Football.
Brought to you by Dumont Tirecraft and Irwin Industries.
Thursday, the Lions wrap up the preseason schedule in Edmonton against the Eskimos. Kickoff at 6. Right here on CFAX 1070.
Join Rick Vall and Julio Garavetta for Vera's Burgers BC Lions Football on the Lions Radio Network all season long.
Aging gracefully. It's not